It's the Bob and Tom Show.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. A couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the Cape Pig Swine and Soiree dance. They wore baseball caps and khaki pants. They wanted cigarettes, so to save a little money, they got one from this hippie that smelled kind of funny. And the next thing they knew, they were both really hungry and pretty thirsty, too. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Found a store with the sign, said their beer was coldest, so they sent in Brad, cause he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar, walked over to where all them registers are, laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, he turned, he looked back up, he stopped, he said, "Son, I'm not gonna call the cops, but I'm gonna have to keep this card." The guys both took it pretty hard. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Oh, how happy we would be had we only brought a better fake ID on this B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. They found this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He claimed to be the one from the Robert Earl Keen song, so they gave him all their cash. He bought them some brew. It's a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They were feeling so good, it should have been a crime. The crowd was cool and the band was prime. They made it back up front to their seats just in time so they could sing with all their friends. They say the road goes on forever and the party never ends. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what I call a giant. Oh, sorry, are we on?
Hello there, friends. From the Napa Auto Parts Studio.
Get ready to spin the wheel. We're going to do news we didn't do.
It's the Bob and Tom
Show. Weird show, kids.
Oh, there it goes. Let's go. Yeah.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Oh, sex. Spin it again. Come on.
That's sex.
Hello, Tom.
Chick.
Hello, Christy.
Hi, Chick.
Hello, Joshua.
Chick. That's Jack.
Hello, Ace.
Do you know what today is?
Friday,
the 6th of July.
National Fried Chicken Day.
That's right.
All right.
I have documentation. He's not making that up.
I have no comments.
Comedian guest today, Jordan Rock. He rocks.
All right. Okay. Welcome to the Napa Auto Parts Studios, home of the hits. And we have the Tool of the Week coming up today. Wow, it seems like a Tuesday. Wait a minute.
What does it seem like? Yeah.
It doesn't seem like anything.
Could we not have July 4th fall on a Wednesday again?
This whole thing threw everything off.
Yes, it's throwing off traffic. Yeah. Monkeys all over the country are having problems. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was
what?
The zoo. And
monkeys
never mind.
Are nuts.
Yep. We have a lot to get to today.
And monkey nuts, actually.
Including poachers getting their due.
You think poachers have a nice poached egg in the morning?
Yeah, well,
I think that's all they have.
These guys out there didn't get poached. They just got eaten.
All right, Lions, sticking it to the man.
That's right.
Lions 3, poachers nothing.
Oh, I love when this happens.
The best part is they can't tell if there were 2 or 3 of them.
And then the Lions said they're going to open up a nice dental practice. So...
there's not enough left. We'll get to that. We have solar system news.
Oh boy!
Not every day you get.
Nerdy.
Isn't it technically all solar system news? I mean,
I'm so tired.
Oh, you're tired.
Yeah, somebody fell. I heard somebody fell asleep in her car when she pulled
in
this morning.
I slept in the car for 20 minutes.
She got 20 in the car.
I did.
In your garage with the door closed?
No, right out here.
Right out here in the parking lot, looking out at our lovely deer population.
That's a valid question. No, listen,
I'll tell you something. This is not...
Suicide's back, baby.
No, this is serious business. It's not suicide. It's... carbon monoxide poisoning, because these newer cars, you don't know if they're on or off, and they don't have keys, and people are pulling into their houses. I just read about this. I think it was in the New York Times.
There aren't that many stupid people.
No, there are. He's absolutely correct.
No,
don't try to justify it. You got to know if your car is on or not. I know my car is on.
No. You're looking at an idiot who twice in the last couple of months has walked back to his car going, oh, it's running.
Well, Tom, you're not...
No, normal. It's happening. People are pulling into their houses, shutting the garage. They think their car's off because it doesn't have a key to pull out. They go inside. The house starts filling
That's
with
true.
Carbon monoxide. So first of all, get a carbon monoxide detector. Those are very, very important. But yeah, this is a real thing.
No, I had to take somebody to the airport this morning very early, and I got here at like 10 till 5. Oh. And no offense to you, but I didn't check localizing. I didn't want to just come in here and sit.
That's my rule. I come in here early. I talk to him off the air. The whole thing goes to hell.
So I thought, you know what? I could get a quick 20-minute nap.
You could have talked to Ace. You could have talked to Mike.
Oh,
Mark.
I slept a hard 20. It was great.
Well, I slept about a hard 4. But that's because I was having a dream about the
now, isn't
Kate
that,
Upton.
20 minutes was perfect.
20 minutes is the perfect nap.
Yeah.
Is it not?
That's what scientists say,
that's
yes.
That's what scientists say.
It was perfect.
I wish I could do that. I can't.
You can't?
I lay down for a nap. I wake up 3.5 hours later.
That screws up your night sleep.
Yes, so that's why I don't nap.
I do the 20-minute nap all the time. And I will admit, I've occasionally done it in a car, famously in front of Radio Shack, when a policeman walked up and tapped on the door and said, Are you
alive?
I thought you were dead.
Well, I've seen you sleeping casually at a couple things that we had to be up late at or something like that, and I came backstage and there you were asleep. You sleep with your head way back and your mouth open, so you kind of do look like a corpse.
I do have the ability. I can fall asleep almost anywhere, anytime, under any circumstance.
Yeah, that's right.
I can too.
Absolutely.
In fact, I
can go right now, and if I keep talking about this, everyone listening will be able to go back to sleep. Yeah.
Why don't we do an album side? Let's do the Dark Side of the Moon, side one, and we'll all go take a nap.
There was a time in so-called album rock radio. In album rock radio, Josh, when you would hear, this is kind of before your time, but if you would hear a really, really, really long, long song, maybe a live Peter Frampton or... what are some of the really long ones?
Inagana DeVito with the drums.
Oh, God. No, that was...
Meatloaf.
Yeah, some meatloaf. That usually meant there was either a sexual encounter or a bowel situation.
I always assumed that.
That something was going on.
That if American Pie or something got put on, then...
Yeah, especially if it was kind of out of context, out of the normal flow of music.
Were you ever allowed to play the extended Inagana DeVito?
Some of the stations insisted
on it. Well, what's your definition of... allowed.
There is an edit, but the original is like 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I played it.
Okay.
Especially when you did overnight.
Yeah.
Who's listening? Come on.
I had one Sunday morning when the guy coming in after me didn't make it, couldn't make it.
Mm.
So I put on a live Led Zeppelin cut and went down to Hardee's, got my breakfast, came back.
There you go.
Nice. What'd you get?
Hash
rounds.
Can't beat the hash rounds.
Now,
Inagata
DeVita. Let me just explain something.
Okay.
Inagata DeVita, Iron Butterfly. That became kind of a famous song, but it was an entire album side. So it lasted forever, and there was a famous drum solo, that, by the way, a friend of the show once recreated on his neck, which I can find. But I have the top 40 edit of it right here. Now, this is for those stations that like to really do the short versions of songs. And let's play it now. We have time. There you go. That's the short version of Inagata DeVita.
Ta-da!
Would you like to hear the...
The whole side? Sure, go.
No, this is this is a graduate of the now-defunct Clown College down in Florida. Are you familiar with this, Josh?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
There was an actual clown college, and this is a comedian named Chaz Elsner.
He's a happy guy.
And I have no idea what Chaz did to Chick. I'll just push on. Now, if you take your chin like this, Josh, and you... How does it work exactly?
Remember when D-Day rides the motorcycle into the Delta House?
Oh, yeah.
First time he's on stage, he plays the William Tell overture on
yes.
the
back.
Yeah, that's an art
for
form.
For Flounder.
It is,
an art
yeah.
form,
yeah.
And, Chaz can do Chaz that. Can I'm do not that. Sure if this has the intro on it or not. I'll just play it.
We'll how see. Long is it?
See how it goes. We have Chaz. Now, Chaz, do you want to describe this skill?
I do the drum solo to Inidigata Divina with my throat.
Now, I'm going to have to, I'll sort of sorry. Describe what you're doing, because you've got the one mic on your throat.
Right.
Okay, go ahead now. Drum solo. That's his throat. Can you hear that? This is the solo. Hey. He's getting it note for note.
He is.
I think there's some guy in this band now that has to do this every night.
You see how...
Dead on.
See why I asked how long it was?
It's almost over. Calm down. 10 seconds. Yes. There you go. Chaz Elsner, thank you very much. That's the exact...
I whistled for him.
That's what? It, though. That's the drum solo.
Think about that. What's sadder? The fact that he can do that, or the fact that he had to spend hours and hours and hours practicing?
Oh, a road comic. He had plenty of time.
Yeah, but my
all right.
contention would be that there's probably a version of Iron Butterfly still out there. Probably has the original sound man or something. And,
do you think?
There's some, 20-something drummer that was a sperm 40 years after this song was written that's out there. Speaking of sperm, got a lot to get to today. We have sperm right. in the news. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Told you.
Could we find someone that knows how to operate a clock in
Look,
the building? Okay, let's...
I'd say something, but then I'm the dick, so go ahead.
Oh, you're the dick. Could we have a new show intro? Welcome to You're the Dick.
Hey, sorry. That guy's a real jerk, and Chick mentioned it. What's his problem?
We have a lot to get through here. It feels like a Tuesday. It's Friday. Could we have July 4th not happen on a Wednesday? It's really throwing me. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up, the Napa Tool of the Week. He's no tool. That's the Iceman, Ace Cosby. I call him that because he brought in a cooler today so we can take ice from the other building and have it in here. Long story.
If you use that cooler, I will be shocked.
I'm shocked you're using it, too.
That cooler looks filthy. How old is that cooler?
You don't have a small cooler at home?
How many decades old is that cooler?
About 15.
Well, 15, not 15
150
decades.
Years.
When I got home yesterday, I found
it's
it.
Filthy.
Washed it out.
Well, I...
Good luck. I will give you $10 if you use any ice from that filthy cooler.
Are you currently using ice from that cooler?
No, this I...
Because these styrofoam coolers, either they stopped making them or they cost $50 a piece is what I thought when I saw it.
I'm going shopping this weekend because we need a scooper too, and I've never seen a scooper in the store.
Oh, yeah, I want a fresh, clean scooper. The thing is, the ice machine is a couple hundred yards from here in a different building.
Yeah, and they stopped making those too. We can't have one for the break room. That's true.
So in any event... all is well.
Well,
Ace is the
Iceman.
That's Chick. That's Christy. That's Josh. I'm Tom.
I tried to seal it up better so it wouldn't melt.
I don't care if it melts. Well, we got
yeah, that's what she said when she walked in.
It's coming to get a better lid that fits all that ice.
Well, no, there was too much ice in it, so the lid wouldn't seal properly.
Okay, we'll move on. The idea was Ace is today. He's the Iceman.
All right.
We'll await his time to rock phrase, then move right on. It's my understanding.
That's what you got out of this just so you could call him the Iceman? That's what you're doing? Have you taken a close look at this
fella?
Filth.
I thought maybe there would organs had been transported.
Well, see, that's why I came in. I said, Tom, pay no attention to the lid because it's from a promotional item from a TV show.
See?
And a video was in it. And
it's filthy.
I'll just wander down and get some ice during the next break. We'll be fine.
It's
ordinarily I would drink coffee, but the coffee machine's broken in the other building, so.
What? Oh.
We have two coffee machines in our building.
I know, but I don't like the coffee in our building, so.
You used to like the coffee in our building.
And then I tried the stuff down there, and it's much better, so I know I'm spoiled, and I'm going to just having a Coke right now. It's got some caffeine. Get my engine running here. Now, it's my understanding that today is a fascinating day in the world of sports.
Oh, that's what they'd say in the bizarro world.
Not a lot going on.
Wimbledon. It's an M. Wimbledon will continue without third seeds. G-A-R-B-I-N-E.
Garbini?
Garbine?
Garba. Any good Americans at all in this?
Mugurutha. That's the pronouncer.
Mugurutha?
Yeah, but you spell it M-U-G-U-R.
Is that a man or a woman?
Mugurutha. Mugurutha. Mugurutha.
Mugurutha. You know what?
I can't stop
this feeling.
Do I just deep do you want to just ask? You want to just ask can sports today? Because
hey, no, I think we're already off to a great start with that.
Is that a man or a woman?
Wimbledon.
Seriously.
A lot of upsets yesterday. If you're watching Wimbledon, you know that. Or as Tom said, available on the internet. I remember loving this song. What's wrong with me?
I can't stop this feeling.
How did this happen?
I don't know, man. It was everywhere.
Girl, you just
was it a joke?
I don't think so.
Well, that's a cover.
That's Blue Swede, right?
Yeah. I bet it sounds like Three Dog Night.
Hooked on a Feeling was B.J. Thomas, I believe.
I don't remember.
Or as I said on the radio, Billy Joe Thomas.
No?
Were you uncomfortable saying B.J.?
Well,
bus station,
I am now.
On a Saturday night.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Glory hole.
Chick, I didn't mean to lead things down this road.
Yeah, that's you'd be surprised how many people believe what you're blathering about, and I bear the cross
thing.
For it.
Oh, I get my share, don't worry.
I don't believe that for a second. Hey, Webb Simpson.
Yeah, we're pretty mean to you. I apologize.
Simpson, eh?
Simpson. Sector G. He's off to a great start at the PGA event in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, home of the Greenbrier. Beautiful country down there.
That's great, yeah.
Not, but then there's McDowell County in West Virginia. You don't want any part of that. Anyway,
is that where your ex is from?
Well, that was mean and uncalled for.
Just flat out asked.
Jeez.
Didn't dance around it?
Nope.
Didn't try to
why
tell
did you say your name?
In code because we're on the air. You just blurted it out.
You could have just
She's from McDowell County. Yeah.
So you should attack an entire county.
How long did you live
person.
In West Virginia?
Seemed like 30 years, but it was only just over two.
You ever meet any like moonshiners or anything?
No, I met some snake handlers.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're ex-in-laws. They're snake handling church.
Hmm.
Yeah.
One of the famous guys was Chick's father-in-law.
Every now and then, you see, back in the day, if you'd see a report about snake handling, and why wouldn't you on the news?
Yeah.
They'd interview him.
Did you ever do it?
No. They had snakes at the house, though. And there weren't any snakes at the wedding, other than the in-laws.
Whoa! And you didn't want me to bring this up.
I know, it's gold, baby.
And here's Chick running from the snakes. Woo! Sorry.
That's the house where I killed a mop. I killed a rat with a mop in the bathroom. Oh, and I don't mean a mouse. I mean a rat.
You never had to handle those snakes, did you?
No.
Why didn't you just feed the rat to the snakes?
And cut out the middleman. I don't know. You know.
You'd think a house with a bunch of snakes would be rat-free.
Well, they had these hens and a rooster. They had chicken feed all around. And you know what rats love? Oddly enough, chicken feed. Yeah.
Well, this was so, quite the menagerie.
It was something else. Something I'd rather not revisit ever again.
Mm-hmm. And you married her.
Man, you are...
Yes. What? I'm just asking a simple question.
40 years ago, yes, that happened.
All right.
Now, can we go over your ex,
you
if you'd like?
You ever dream about her that you're still together?
Wait a second. Josh. I will answer that if everybody in this room answers that question.
No.
I dream about exes all the time.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I do. I dream about exes, yeah. I'll admit that.
I never have.
Never?
Honestly, never.
Wow.
Have. Never nope. have.
Yeah, me neither.
I dreamed about Ace last night.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Iceman.
Yeah,
let me ask, did the Iceman cometh?
Yeah, we were at a bus station. And I said, why don't you put that filthy cooler down? And
that is the finest
here.
Eugene O'Neill joke you're going to hear all day, people.
And the only one you're going to hear all day. So we're talking about golf or tennis. I was so bored, I forgot.
Webb Simpson, 9-under-61. Let's see you do that.
Yikes.
One stroke lead over Whee Kim. W-H-E-E Kim.
Stroke.
What?
You said one stroke.
Baseball, Tom's other favorite name in sports, Johnny Cueto.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah. He's expected to be reinstated from the disabled list.
You can smell his Cueto.
What does that even mean?
So that is one cheesy Cueto, Johnny. Let me see the glory hole.
He's out of his mind. He's panicking. See,
Christy, if a man came up to you and
I'm
said,
not even participating. I'm on
can I smell your Cueto?
Would you like to smell my Cueto? How would
if
you respond?
If a man said that to me?
You know, in Colombia, the Cueto is considered sacred.
Oh, I would be a little disgusted and probably throw up a little in my mouth.
What are you looking at me for?
What are we all picturing?
And
when
then get his nose.
To quote my five-year-old daughter, this tastes like throw up, Daddy.
I hate that. Throw up in your mouth, but you don't throw up.
I just love that word, though.
Yes.
Throw up?
What this tastes like throw up, Daddy. Okay, sorry.
How old is this one?
Five.
What's the youngest one?
Two.
Mm. Well, that two-year-old's too big to cuddle. You're going to need another baby.
Mm, could be. Would be fun. Mm. Got the coolest thing ever.
What's that?
A talking dog?
No, it's a little mini, God, I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like it's the size of, it's like a sort of a giant football, but it's an underwater motor, and you hold on to it. So it's like holding onto a little miniature rocket.
You mean
cool?
Like, you mean like Sean Connery?
Yeah,
in Thunderball?
Yeah, yes. James Bond.
Yeah,
had
like Jacques Cousteau. Yeah, it's like
or
a Thunderball thing.
G.I. Joe had one
but
too.
It's a toy one.
It's called the scuba sled or something.
Yeah, this is a little mini Sea-Doo thing. It's
awesome.
Like, it's like I don't know about like a foot and a half.
Can you ride it or is it
torpedo.
For the kids?
It's for the girls.
You use it underwater?
Oh, it's the greatest. You put a pair of goggles and you go flying around underwater.
Will it tow an adult?
Barely. Yeah, it'll work, but I mean, it's really good for the kids. It's the funniest thing ever. So it helps them with their swimming skills. It's hysterical.
Oh, it's great. Huh.
But yeah, it's just like Thunderball, James Bond. And what is that, 40 years old? But now they have one, a toy version.
Is it called the Sea-Doo Sea Scooter Pro?
Probably. Is mm-hmm. it blue?
This one's orange.
Let me see.
Oh, that one sounds cooler.
It looks like a blue. Kind of looks like a blimp.
Yeah, that's a different version of it, yeah.
Cool.
It's wow.
a blast. So that's what we've been doing. A lot of swimming. This is 'tis the season. Now, is that sports?
Nope. We gotta do this. And my favorite. Don't give me no hand-me-down World Cup.
Got one already. Burton Cummings is one of those guys that could sing the phone book and it would sound soulful.
Yes.
World Cup action today, 10 o'clock Eastern. You got Uruguay and France, and we all know where Uruguay is.
Where?
Where?
Next to Paraguay.
Oh.
And they're the twin countries.
That's right.
And Brazil and
you get a
Belgium.
You get a Paraguays.
So help me God if this ends with the words bus station, I'm leaving. Brazil and Belgium play at 2 o'clock Eastern. Then tomorrow on Saturday we got two games too. Sweden and England for you Anglophiles, and Russia and Croatia. That 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern again tomorrow. So are you watching the World Cup, Tom?
Not really, no.
Why not?
I'm enjoying life.
Really? You're outside with your...
Yes, I'm outside having fun, doing things. I'm not watching other people do them in foreign countries. It's the end of the
World Cup. Save that. Wait a minute. This is new. Oh, baby, it's a wild. Say what you want about Cat Stevens. He wrote some great songs.
And of course, later today, we'll have Chick's Shoo-In of the Week with the World Cup games for the weekend.
Hey, hang on a second, Tom.
Can you go ahead.
Josh?
Yeah.
Can I see you during the commercials?
Oh, sure.
You out in the hall.
Talk about a bit or something?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
No, cool. Oh, that'd be nice.
sit down and write something? How about that? That's,
No!
That's the World Cup. That's what?
No, can't be
okay,
sports.
More sports coming up as soon as I find it.
I have a positive new home story.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, once again, we'd have to point out
Previously owned home.
Josh, a new homeowner, purchased a home of previously lived in, of course, as many of our homes are. Mine certainly was lived in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And died in, apparently.
Oh.
Good Lord. Really? Haunted?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody died in the house I bought.
I mean, the first guy.
I've asked the ghosts many times.
The first guy that lived there moved in 1932.
Well, he probably died in a hospital. He probably didn't die in his
no,
house.
No. He died violently and unwillingly in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, that's not possible. The bedroom.
I
built the bedroom. That was an add-on.
A murder-suicide, wasn't it, Josh?
So I'm sorry. What happened to your house?
Well, I had a delivery coming yesterday, and I was told...
You're not living there yet, is that
right,
correct?
Right,
So when you have a delivery, you got to sit there all day?
Yeah, and I was told that the...
In your one camp chair.
And you remember that Tom won't do that. He has someone on his staff whose sole job is
not
to wait
staff. I just have a friend that I call and say, hey, listen, someone's coming to the house today.
Can you go wait?
Right.
What hubris? What... To call someone, expect them to go, well, yes, I'll go wait
for
you.
Sure, Mr. Griswold, I'll be right there.
No problem.
Hey, you want to eat? I mean, you can go on welfare or you can work.
It's not a bad gig.
You can do both. Anyway, my point is, go ahead,
John. So I was told the delivery would arrive between 11 and 4.
No.
Fat five-hour window.
Well, that give you time to sit and memorize your comedy act? By the way, Josh, live at the famous Comedy Attic, Bloomington, tonight and tomorrow.
That's exactly what I thought it would do.
You would write some new jokes.
But the delivery person...
Oh, the heckling broke out in a new place.
No, I said...
Why don't you write some new jokes, Josh?
I know, I did not say, why don't you write some new jokes?
Christy's clearly seen my act.
No, I said, so you could write some new jokes. Like,
sure, no, of course, like work on the... Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Say, why don't you write some new jokes?
I think you did.
I did not take offense
to
it.
Tape.
You go Uruguay, I'll go mine.
So I'm fully...
Call back.
I'm fully expecting... to sit there until 4:15.
Right.
The delivery person showed up at 10:55.
Yeah.
Five minutes early.
Were you there?
Yes.
Oh.
And I got my new...
What'd you get?
Uh-oh.
So instead of a kitchen table and chairs, I decided to go with something a little different. I bought myself a diner booth.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do they come assembled?
I love those.
No, it didn't come completely. I had to do a fair amount of assembly.
I love a diner booth.
Yeah.
I'd love to have
one.
I'm
excited. With the tuck and roll upholstery, the whole thing?
Yep.
Is it red and white?
It's black and white.
Oh, to go with your new kitchen.
The table, I didn't have some wrenches with me yesterday, so I wasn't able to put the table together. So I'll send you pictures once the table's up.
I got a guy.
Awesome.
Oh, no, it's real easy. I just didn't have the tools.
Okay, if you need a guy.
But okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, you have a wrench man?
A wrench man? Yeah, he's got a wrench man.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a hammer guy.
His guy is the same guy. Used to be my guy, but now that you have a house, my guy was taken from me. And I have to stare at my deck every day, and you guys evidently not only are doing your deck first, and your deck is done, but you were standing around laughing that he wasn't doing my deck.
We had a good laugh.
There you go.
Oh, Greg hasn't done your deck yet?
No, huh?
Oh, so I'll have to call.
We had to sling our arms around each other. We were laughing so hard.
I know. Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's hard to get a good handyman.
I might go full diner with this. Like on the table. Get one of those napkin. I might have my own peach pit.
Peach pit, baby.
Oh, you should get a jukebox.
90210.
Oh, jukebox.
Fun, yeah.
Is that the peach pit? 90210.
Yeah. Christy's right. Get an old jukebox thing.
One of those little table-side ones deals? Like they have at Johnny Rockets.
Huh.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the home is worth $125,000, but the diner recreation, $2.3 million. So
that's great. That's cool. Congratulations. Can't wait to see the booth at your
house. Are your cabinets all done?
Yes, those are painted and back up. They look great.
You painted them, huh, instead of getting brand new ones?
Yes.
That's an odd choice.
Nope, that's what I'm going to do. You're smart.
Now we have Christy Lee at the Vital Tom News Desk.
Filthy interior.
Update coming up. Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Yep.
Has passed away.
No. Been offered a gig.
Can we hire him?
He's been offered a gig. I don't think he's going to become the radio station Giraffe. We used to have the...
Not the whole station.
We used to have a kangaroo.
We used to have a kangaroo. God,
oh, God. Was that
Ace, were you there when the kangaroo got caught on the barbed wire fence?
No.
Oh, I got to tell this.
A mascot, right?
Yes. Yes.
They lost the suit and they replaced it. And it looked like a bunny.
Yeah. They had the kangaroo representing this radio station. And Bob and I were... Hang on a second. It was a car dealership. I believe it was a Honda dealership. But the point is, so it was a Saturday, and then, you know, we had all kinds of stuff, and we're giving away T-shirts and stuff, and the kangaroo was there, which was this guy in a kangaroo suit who liked to chat up the ladies. I can remember him holding his head with one hand and smoking a cigarette with the other.
What?
A classy move. Anyway, the kangaroo guy was chatting up some young lady, and he fancied himself kind of a high jumper because he was kangaroo. Now, do you remember the so-called Fosbury flop?
Sure.
The high jump move in which the high jumper...
I think it's the only high jump move that anyone has used for quite a while.
It's the only one I know.
To go through it.
Valerie Brumel did not use that when he set the world record.
Back in the aughts, and not the most recent aughts.
No, that's when they had actual sand. Well,
for those familiar with the great Russian high jumper Valerie Brumel, the point is
I'll have the year coming back when Brumel set the record.
You would approach the bar in the high jump, and just as you got there, you would spin around and go up backwards and flip over. So the guy in the kangaroo suit was going to do this over this fence at the car dealership. And by the way, it was one of those fences where right above, it was probably, I don't know, three, 4 feet high. But there was that one line of barbed wire at the top.
Yes.
And this doofus, for some reason, forgot he had a tail. So he's running for the fence, does the Fosbury flop, of course, gets caught on the fence, and he's sitting there on the other side, half tangled. Oh, what a great moment.
Were you screaming with laughter?
Oh, God, yes.
Valerie Brumel.
Yes.
Yeah.
18-year-old Russian high jump champion in...
When?
1961.
But my point was...
57 years ago.
Yeah, but Valerie was one of the last guys to get that high in the traditional...
What was the traditional way?
I think it was called the roll. I forget. I'd have to look that up. But in any event, the kangaroo got caught on the fence. And he was once again a human being in a kangaroo suit that looked like a bunny suit. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a break. Have you guys seen the dog towel trick?
I haven't.
Oh, what?
When we come back.
Fosbury flops to an Olympic record in 1968.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when it started. That was the transition right there.
History of the high jump.
Dick Fosbury. We'll be off high jump and on to dog tricks.
I don't know about his
name. And No, his name was Dick Fosbury. There's probably some sad porn called the Fosbury Flop with some pathetic porno loser. We have a circus dog breaking a world record when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Sorry. My fault.
I have a cigarette. I don't know how to count.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Coming to you live from the home of the funk. The Napa Auto Parts Studios. Listen to that guitar. That makes you happy, doesn't it? That's the Iceman. We call him Ace. I thought I'd get a time to rock there.
Did
not get a time to rock.
I examined the cooler during the commercials. It's filthier than I thought it was. There's some sort of goo that's dripped down the side of it.
Okay, I'm talking.
The interior was clean.
Ace, I'll give you cooler cash before you leave today.
The interior was clean.
Okay, welcome back to the Napa Auto Parts Studios, the home of the Napa Tool of the Week. Coming up later today, we have Chick McGee right there.
Yeah.
Comedian Jordan Rock will be joining us. Very excited about seeing Jordan again. That's a man eating a banana over there.
Well, I'm organizing the banana slices on top of the bagel.
Okay, well, you're not going to like this headline then.
Okay.
What's that?
Bananas cause impotence or something?
I'll just hand this to Christy Lee. She's right there. This is Tom.
This better not be about
what
the
is
bananas.
The headline?
The bananas
zip,
going
zip,
away.
Zip, wait, go. Zip, oh, no. Go ahead. What does it say, Christy?
End of bananas. Scientists warn favorite fruit could become extinct. Could become extinct.
It's the Cavendish banana, of course, disappearing
worldwide.
And please,
be honest. When's the first time you mentioned this and said, any day now, the Cavendish is going to get
certainly a decade
at least
experts
10 years ago.
Say Chick, a special breed found in Madagascar, could hold the key to keeping the bananas alive.
And you know you're supposed to open bananas from the bottom, so, I guess what
like
you
cool
call
cigarettes.
Like the bottom. Son of a bitch.
It's easy to fall into his little pitfalls, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, did you see that?
Thank my friend Lance Williams.
That was in the same hack on corn cob in the microwave in the husk?
Huh?
You cut it on one end and just squeeze it out after you microwave it?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Deliciously prepared?
Mm-hmm.
Slow perfect down every time?
You've changed the subject so many times I've lost my place.
Yes, I have.
What are we doing
like
now?
Cool cigarettes. What?
We were talking about bananas and the Cavendish banana, which is the most common
banana. And you're supposed to open them from the bottom. It's easier that way.
I just use a knife. And
it's a life hack. I know how you like those.
Okay,
you use
good.
A knife on a banana?
Yeah.
On the peel itself?
You take a little, make a little cut at the top, and then it peels right off.
Oh.
You don't do that?
No.
No, they have a nice little handle.
Like yeah, they sure do. They have a natural way of opening them. That's why monkeys can eat them.
I don't think anyone uses a knife on a banana except
yes,
you.
Yes, you just make a little slit.
Oh,
sorry.
God.
Make a little slit right there at the top where it curves over, then it peels off, and you don't mash up that one. You don't want to mash up the top thing there.
I know you lose a whole 2 millimeter banana if you do that.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Yeah, I know you're writing this down, though. Mental note, 2 more ounces of banana coming my way. You know, the Cavendish banana, there's a plague worldwide in these things. So. We'll see. Let's hope they can save them. Now, you're talking about corn husk.
Corn on the cob, you cut off the end like that, okay?
Like right. that.
That's
like
helpful, that. With a knife.
Then yes. Throw it into the microwave, and then when you microwave it, you just you grab one end, and the silk
comes off?
Squeeze yes. it toward the cut end, and it squirts out like a pea, like a pea
how
in
long,
a husk.
Is this, you have to do 1 ear at a time?
I don't know about it. Sure, you can do 3 or 4 years at a time if you'd like.
Well, I don't know.
I think you can adjust the heat. I usually put mine in the microwave for 7-8 minutes.
1 year at a time. Hey, folks, we'll have dinner in 3 hours. Welcome to the picnic.
Well, I would think you would like that because it gives you 3 hours to regale everyone with your tired stories that we've all heard.
Eat these bananas. There won't be any next week.
Let me tell you about cool cigarettes.
Bananas are
Dick
fascinating.
Fosbury, and then
bananas are fascinating. Oh, getting them from where they are grown and getting them in the shop as just as they ripen is
Don't
an art
care.
Form. It's very Don't difficult care. To do. Plus, they all sometimes they have really cool spiders and stuff on them when they arrive in the boxes.
What did you hear about a friend of mine's cousin who had a friend that they went to Mexico and got a cactus?
Yes,
brought
yeah.
it home.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The
yeah.
next morning, the cactus was it looked like it was
turned
swollen.
Turned out to be a rat.
And
oh no, that's the other.
Oh, that's
legend.
A different one. And then the next morning, when they woke up, the cactus had broken open with all these spiders on the inside. Their house was infested with spiders, and they had to move out.
Okay. Every once in a while, someone reaches in a box of bananas and gets a really groovy spider bite, so we'll move mm-hmm. on. Do we have more sports? I heard the sound of...
If you think I'm going to give you any content today after I've been treated this hour...
I've got a story you're going to like.
You're living in a fool's paradise.
I have a story you're going to like.
Thank you, James Thurber. Go ahead.
Have you seen
I
the
have it.
Dog scaring thing before we get to the new world record? Have
what you do you mean? See, we were talking about this last week with the blanket.
The
we were
blanket?
Talking about this off the air.
Yeah, you, we you, showed it to you. You just
wanted,
booty. You,
you
didn't
wanted
even watch.
No part of
you
it.
You wanted nothing
you thought
to
it was
do with
stupid?
It. Yeah.
What did I say?
I was watching it for a whole break.
Don't accuse me of not paying attention. Last night, Chick sends me a story we did yesterday for 20 minutes.
You know, I almost put on there. I said, I think we did this today. And just in case we didn't.
Did you have the world record dog?
Is this yeah. no? Is the cockatoo? Have you seen the cockatoo yet?
I'm
cockatoo.
Sure Christy's seen a cockatoo.
Or three. I was married 3 times.
And that's all.
You ever dream about him in West Virginia when you were dying? Remember?
You miss her? You miss her, Chick?
No!
Why'd you bring it back?
I don't miss anybody! Well,
could we
a
not.
Japanese circus performer and his dog broke the Guinness World Record. Wait, Christ. Chick. Wait. Just
what
wait.
Is this going to be? Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in a chicken basket. What's going on?
It's great. I got the video right
or
here.
A dog jumping over a human's leg during a show in Hong Kong.
That's a show?
Yes.
That's a show.
You gotta be kidding me. Now, wait a minute. What did the dog do?
Here,
jumped got, over a leg?
Hang on a second. Now,
what?
Let me explain what's happening. This guy is on the ground, and he's sort of doing the curly shuffle. kind of spinning around. And as he does it, the dog is rotating in the other direction, jumping over his leg.
Uh-huh.
And it's a cute little dog.
The Super Wan Wan Circus, an all-dog human circus troupe based in Fuji, visited Hong Kong for a Chinese New Year show where the Jack Russell Terrier...
Who will jump over anything if you put it in front of them.
Daifuku,
yes.
And owner Hiroki.
What's his name? What's his name?
Daifuku.
Oh, good. Boy, that could be.
And owner.
That sounds an awful like.
He gives me these stories because he wants me to screw them up.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I did it once. You fool me once, but not twice.
It's always a foo, never
yes,
a fa.
That's right. And owner Hirako Uchida attempted the Guinness World Record, which was previously set by a fellow circus performer, Liyasu, a toy poodle.
I can't stand it.
Daifuku jumped over Uchida's moving leg 37 times in 30 seconds.
Jeez. Wow,
holy cow.
Wow.
Beating the old record by 3 jumps.
Oh, geez.
So this guy's on the ground. This guy's on the ground with his legs, and he's
yeah,
doing...
Yeah, we got it. He's spinning around.
No,
we got it.
What's that Russian dance where you kick one leg out?
Yeah.
And the dog jumps over, so he's spinning around, and the dog's going the other way, jumping over his leg. It's quite
okay,
quite
explain
something.
It to me again and try to make it exciting. It's not going to happen.
What's the world record for the dog jumping?
It used to be 34. Now it's 37. We got it. That's
my God. How can I get tickets? Please send me a link.
Please tell me
that the Super Wan Wan Idiot Man Dog Circus.
Jumping over his leg while he's spinning.
You imagine paying
You're excited about this. I've never yelled so much in my life.
You pay to go to a circus and that's what you get?
If somebody offered me tickets to the Super Wan Wan Dog Fool.
Jumping over his owner's leg.
I would... Tear them to shreds right in front of the gifter's face.
They're in the box.
Their box
seat where they have a waiter and everything comes over.
That's actually pretty nice. Yeah, I might.
Okay, I had a dog that had the leg humping record for quite some time. Very, very, very.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Coming up, Uranus in the news. And I don't mean yours. I mean the planet.
Okay.
A big news story about the planet Uranus coming up. This is the Bob and Tom Show.